Certain studies based on animal behavior, spiders, have shown that beyond a certain degree of stress due to a change in the environment, here the temperature, these living creatures whose way of life was based on cooperation become individualistic and aggressive toward each other. I think this is pretty obvious, and simple thought experiments show it. So pretend that you go to the bank and you're standing in line at the bank or the grocery store, doesn't matter, and you will just stand in queue. Everything's fine. But pretend instead that there is a run on the bank and there's only so much cash, or a run on the grocery store and there's only so much food, and only the first four people will get theirs. All of a sudden, you're not standing in queue anymore. Everybody is rushing to the front, trying to push their way forward. This is pretty standard that when you stress people, they respond differently. This is one reason, by the way, that all of our studies, and I mean all of our studies of non-human behavior, are almost worthless, because at this point, non-humans have been made refugees in their own land, and they're so totally stressed that whatever behavior they manifest now means almost nothing about how they would behave under normal non-stress circumstances. I mean, if you did sociological or psychological studies of refugees fleeing the Panzers in World War II Russia, what would that tell you about their behavior at home under normal circumstances? Almost nothing. And how do we expect for it to be any different for non-humans? I've been really cogitating lately and ruminating on the fact that prior to the conquest of California, the early Europeans, even as late as the Gold Rush, would be talking about, quote, troops of grizzly bears that would walk down the street. And grizzly bears are, bears in general, for the most part, solitary animals. And does this mean, since there were multiple accounts of troops of grizzly bears, does this mean that when in pre-stress conditions that they were social animals? I'm not suggesting this. I don't know. And the point is, none of us will ever know, because we don't live in a world where any non-humans are non-stressed. So yes, and how this applies to humans is, I remember reading something by John Livingston many years ago in which, you know, he's talking about how violent humans are to each other. And he said he actually thinks humans are fairly nonviolent to each other, fairly restrained, all things considered. He said if you pack any other mammal in as tight as you pack humans in New York City, there would be blood flowing in the streets every night. And, you know, perhaps humans have too much of a capacity for adaptation, and we can adapt ourselves to any atrocious conditions. We can adapt ourselves and just go along to get along as we live in concentration camps, or as we live in prisons, or as we live in New York City, or as we live in whatever horrible conditions this culture can create. So yes, packing humans in does create problems, as it does for other creatures.